Hello, it's Carol here. I've been thinking that since Richard died over a year ago, I've gradually become to be more aware of things, beautiful things, things I either want to wear, like my dress now, which actually I wore at his funeral, at Richard's funeral, or things like the painting behind me by a young Italian artist, Cristiano Di Martino. And I like looking at it. I like having it around. And the things on my bed even, or not my bed, but on the spare bed, a couple of handbags. I just love looking at them. And this awareness of what's around me, like walking on the heath when I look at the trees and how the seasons change, has really made me feel much calmer. And it's something I really, really surprised me that it's sort of come upon me. And I find that I read books in a different way, and I read different books now, and things that I might not have touched before. It's just another way of taking life a little bit more, I hope, I'd love to say, in my stride, but taking life just that little bit slower, and letting my mind take things in and letting me appreciate things around me. And it's made a great difference. And the you that's written to me and told me what has given you some sort of solace, it's helped me too. And that is by taking time for yourself, giving yourself time out, not rushing too much, and just, of course, reflecting on your loved one. And more I am able now to think about Richard, not only in the last 3 years when he had Alzheimer's, but he always, always knew me and always, always wanted to live, which was such a wonderful thing. But he was getting more and more frail. I do realise that, more and more frail. But in these days as a television reporter and the days when we first met, I get such beautiful, beautiful memories. And I'm very lucky that I have recordings of him and can hear his voice too. And I'm just about being able to do that too. So this is a progress, and I'm very, very pleased. And I feel so strongly that the things that you've suggested to me, saying it's not just a matter of a year, Carol, it will take a long time. You'll never quite get over it, but you will accept it more, and you will remember the love you shared in a deeper way than you can at the moment, because it is still quite raw, but it is getting much, much better. Every day I find that I'm doing something that surprises myself that I wouldn't have done earlier, and I'm crying less, which is wonderful and very good for me to know. So I want to thank all of you for what you've said and what you've given me in strength, really, in your views on grief and how we try and get our journey through grief. And that Richard was with me now in physically here, I know he'd be pleased to know that that's what I've done. And who knows, I think he'd be pleased at any rate to know that I'm trying to do what he said, to be kinder to myself, to not be quite so strict on the things I do, and allow one or two things to lapse as long as they're not hurting anybody. And basically, as I've always said, to live my life in the glow of our love. And I really hope I can do that. And I want to make sure that I'm kinder to myself, and of course kind to other people, and realise that we all go a different way through our journeys of grief. We all have different ways of coping. But as long as we do talk to each other and share it, I feel it does make a great, great difference. And sharing with you has certainly made a great difference to me. And I thank you for it. And thank you as ever for watching and for listening.